This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 1.4 million voters have cast votes in the Republican primaries for candidates who are no longer in the race. 3 million U.S. children suffer from complex medical conditions, requiring about one-third to one-half of all U.S. spending on children's health care. Hackers have recently crippled hospital computer systems operated by MedStar Health in the Washington, D.C. area and Hollywood Presbyterian. In Los Angeles, this was ransomware and cost $17,000 in Bitcoin for the hospital to regain control of its own computers. North Carolina's Attorney General has refused to defend the newly passed anti-LGBT law in that state, saying the law is embarrassing. New Orleans has passed an ordinance effective this summer allowing marijuana possession to be punished with a ticket and a fine rather than jail time. The NFL's lawyer demanded that the New York Times retract their recently published story claiming the NFL had long known of the link between concussions and brain injuries for the players. The Times refused. More than 200 colleges are under federal investigation for the way they have handled complaints of sexual misconduct currently, up from 55 2 years ago. Donald Trump's proposal that we take out the families of terrorists is exactly the grimly effective policy that Russia has implemented in its counterinsurgency and counterterrorism program. A group of 17 political activists known as the Luanda Book Club received prison sentences in Angola, accusing them of trying to overthrow the government because they were reading and discussing Gene Sharp's book, From Dictatorship to Democracy, about nonviolent resistance to oppressive regimes. People newly enrolled in individual Blue Cross health plans in 2014 and 15 were found to have higher rates of certain diseases and conditions than people who already had coverage. Diabetes and hepatitis C were nearly twice as common, for example. Secret Service said it will forbid firearms at the Republican convention in Cleveland in July, despite Ohio's open carry law and 51,000 gunners who signed a petition via change.org demanding guns in the hall. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.